It is the 20th of April in the year 2021. Here from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, this is PJ. Thank you for coming to my website today. Well, the trial is over. The jury has been called out, and they're going to have to determine whether the police officer is guilty of murdering George Floyd. I was listening to the jurors' instructions by the judge, and I was deeply impressed because every word that the judge stated was exactly what is supposed to happen in a court of law, of justice. His words were not selective, as the defense and the other attorneys were using. I am glad that he did not declare a mistrial, as the defense counsel tried to suggest. There was no one or anyone that was defamed by anything that was said. I didn't watch the whole thing, everything about it, but I did see enough to understand what I was looking at. So we have to wait and see. Something that keeps going through my head, and I want to talk about it today without adding any particular emphasis to anything. And I've kind of, you know, eased up on quoting from the book Urban Apologetics because I think I've said enough about whitewashing. You know my opinion on evangelical Christianity. Every time, I got to tell you guys, let me jump back on the subject matter again. A lot of people that know me kind of think that I've jumped ship. That's not fair, because if you truly know me, you know that I have never ascribed to buffoonery. And you'd have to be a buffoon. Let me give it to you in plain communication. Any type of bias, and you know the judge went over that, any type of bias that an individual has for another individual without just cause does not work with me. I think that religious people, because of their bent, let me give you an example. I saw what I thought was outrageous. I don't know who this guy is. I'll just give you the background of what I saw. He's a male. He's black. Possibly under 50. All right. He's in Beverly Hills. And he goes into a very expensive shop that sells these foreign bags. Purses, I guess. And an individual has a right to shop where they want, spend the money that they want. As a matter of fact, somebody was speaking to me earlier and said, John, you're a crazy, kind of a quirky guy. I said, why is that? Well, you can treat yourself well, they said. You can drive into Palm Springs, go to Las Vegas. You can go to Palm Desert, you can go to Santa Barbara, you can get in your car, you can rent a car, you can drive somewhere, and you're not doing anything. You're just staying home. And I told them, right, because it would be frivolity to spend a dollar for that which you don't require. I just have never been that way, ever. I think it's ridiculous. And this man went into it was obviously a female's purse shop. I'm just giving you my take on this, and so that you know that my opinion is very strong. I really don't mind anyone shopping where they want to shop, buying what they want to buy. But the person went on the internet, on one of these social medias, and was carrying on as if he were a woman, and talking with his audience as if he was a woman. That problematic to me, because you're growing a mustache, you're obviously a man, and you know, I know that we live in a day and age where people can say, well, I believe in my mind that I'm a woman. Well, what you believe in your mind and what you really are two different things, unless we can take DNA of your brain. And I don't mean of the physical brain. I mean when you have a thought and that thought proceeds out of your mind, where does that thought come from? You know, especially. And this is, I know I'm going to get in trouble for saying this. I am a male. I'm not a female. I don't want to be a female. I cannot cognitively, let me say this and so that you can get, and I have spoken with, they call themselves trannies and all of that, and I cannot wrap my mind around a man who is obviously fully a man in every aspect of it, and recognizing that that man hates his own identity to the degree that he flaunts his person around as a female. I watched this thing yesterday and it totally repulsed me. Just totally. And the man kept, and I'm not going to degrade my conscience by calling him a she. It's not a she, it's a he. Now, yeah, see, that's where my mind is today. I'm looking at everything. I'm looking at, what's his name? Derek Chauvin, the ex-cop that killed George Floyd. I don't care what the jury comes up with. The man is guilty. I don't know why we are, you know, the man is guilty of murder. Now, to what degree, I know that the courts are going to try to figure that out. Just like that man, that black man, was guilty for degrading masculinity in such a form that it caused embarrassment to me as a person of color. I don't care what anybody does in their bedroom. They can do anything they want to do as adults. I can do anything I want to do as an adult. That's none of your business. Your business is none of my business. I'm not talking about that. But when you go and publicly make a disgusting, and like I said, I know this is gonna bathe me in turmoil with a lot of my LGBT friends, because I feel very strong about this issue. Don't embarrass me. All right. In my humble opinion, there needs to be men behaving as men, not putting on dresses and skirts and nylon stockings and prancing around like their mothers did in front of them, obviously, because something happened there. And I'm seeing more than, well, let me just take you back. No, I'm seeing more than the usual gamut of this type of ridiculous, I'll call it that, behavior from men. If the black man was to be called, if the African-American male was to be called to say, hey, let's form our own police force to police our own communities, men that would, you know, as in the Bible says, the sons of Issachar, thought like men, they behave like men were supposed to behave. Let me give you another prime example. It seems like I'm jumping all over the place, but I'm not, because yesterday I was on Facebook and there was a sermon by a man, Alvin Eddington Jr. Now, I know Alvin Eddington Jr. because when he was a teenager, his father brought he and his brother to our Christian fellowship. Alvin Eddington Jr. is now a preacher in his own right. He belongs to the Church of Christ here in South Central Los Angeles. And he spoke Sunday. And last night before I retired, I was watching Alvin. Now, let me share something with you. What I know about this young man. He's a man. Now, what do I know about this man? I recall this, and there is an indelible blueprint on my mind that God had a divine, just hear me out, a divine purpose. And I'm doing this webcast like this in contrast to the webcast that the black man who degraded, in my opinion, all other black men, albeit you can be whatever you want to be in your mind, but keep that bull crap to yourself, because it's offensive, and I can see why. Hear me, And you know me. I'm not playing with this. That is why certain men attack other men. In certain countries, when they find out that you're thinking, tweaking like that, it's a tweak thought. I don't know what it is psychologically. I'd love to, and just flaunting it in someone's face. Now, I don't want to be too hard on the guys. It happens that way too. Maxine Waters, right? She made a statement about the trial. That was wrong, but that woman is ignorant. And if anybody doesn't admit that, there's a tweak in you. She's ignorant. I don't know how she ever got elected. And, you know, I'm wondering why you can't find some decent men. There was another incident with Al Sharpton talking with a congressman about something or other. It was a C-SPAN clip that I watched where they bombarded Sharpton with a bunch of questions about his ambivalence or ambiguity when it comes to issues. See, there's no ambiguity with me. You may not like my opinion about something, and that's all right, because I'm not trying to be popular with you. Those of you that's listened to me these 16 minutes, you got a lot of intestinal fortitude, because most people turn me off after a minute. Why is that? Because if I'm not saying something to tickle their conscience or intellect or to cause their adrenaline to come up to a higher level, then I am not to be considered a person that's saying or doing anything of value. But that's all right. So back to it. I went to sleep last night and I was thinking, and I, you know, because this is, it's not even 8 o'clock in the morning here in Los Angeles while I'm doing this. I've been up since 5:30. And it's now 7:36, 2 hours since I arose, made breakfast, had a cup of coffee, thinking about what I'm going to say, thinking about why I haven't said anything in the past few days. And the reason that I haven't is because, well, it's something, I wrote it down, I heard it. I heard two statements a number of weeks ago. If I can't change you, I must change you. See? I'm not trying to change anybody. You can be born a woman and think you a man. You go right ahead, girl. You are a woman. And you can call yourself a man. Same thing for the guys. And, you know, that, let's carry this to another degree. If there are reasons why we can't, some of the trainees would say there has to be reasons why we can. Well, that's good if you want to do logic that way. If you would like to do logic that way, just go ahead. That's irresponsible. That would be like me saying, I'm a kangaroo. What? I'm a kangaroo. No, you're a homo sapien and you are a male homo sapien. And of the food gender, or the racial gender, you are the black man, full of melanin, strength, wisdom, brilliance, ability to compensate, to originate, to argue, and to agitate. I am man. I am not a kangaroo. I don't have a pouch that I can dump my baby in and jump around with two big old feet and a tail that I can balance on. I am not a kangaroo. I am a man. Now, in my mind, I can see, I'm just taking it to that level. Oh, it was interesting. I was watching the trial and the defense attorney said, you can't believe what you saw. No. I don't know who he thinks he was talking to. Right after the killing of George Floyd took place, I know what I was looking at. The people on the sidewalk were talking about what they saw. The teenage girl said, get up off of him. He's not moving. What, she's not to believe her eyes? And she's going to be traumatized with that murder the rest of her life. And so someone with a little bit more than a bachelor's degree is going to tell me not to believe my eyes, not to believe my ears. What? Now, in the very same sense, I saw a man flaunting around. Man, I got to go back to that scene. I'm glad I don't know his name that he uses when he... Oh, he's obviously a black man that has some money and money coming in. He's always talking about the money he got and how he spends it. And, you know, somebody asked me, well, John, are you well off? No. I don't even make money. But I will tell you this. I'm not sitting over here wondering how am I going to pay my light bill. That is not a worry that I have. Now, I know I'm living in a day and age where people tell me, well, see, John, this is the way we do it. We think our way into prosperity. What I say, we think our way to be prosperous. As you think you are, so you are. Is that right? I was thinking this morning when I got up and it was dark, right? And I love the outside. It's not sunlight. It's cloudy over LA this morning. But I love when light floods my house. I open my blinds in the living room, all sides, side windows. The blinds are open. The kitchen, the blinds are up. I put plants in the overhang for the kitchen plants. I have roses that my wife planted way back years ago that still put. I just put two of the beautiful orange roses in my studio here because I think of my wife deceased planting the rose bush. And I told the workers, leave the red rose and the orange rose. All the other stuff you can take out and put rocks in the front yard, but leave that. That was a signature mark of Lucy, a woman, my woman of 34 years planted that. No doubt in my mind. I didn't live with the man, I lived with the woman. If I fall in love with the man, I will live with him. Not exactly as I live with a woman because he is a man and I am a man. A man can love a man and a man can love a woman. That's the argument that I have with evangelical Christianity because they don't believe that. Evangelical, a man can't love a man. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. I have very dear friends that I literally love. Yes. I don't love all my friends like that. There are levels of love, just like there are levels of understanding who you are and why you are. Now, let me go back to this person that embarrassed me. Because what he was trying to prove is totally against what I would do. He says that the owner of the store chain, who is in Italy somewhere, contacted him because he said that he wanted to purchase a purse, and one of the salespersons in the store told him, this is not a male purse store. And the owner of the store in Beverly Hills heard about it and called this black man at his home and basically gave him a gift of one of those purses, and the black man flaunted this bag. I wouldn't be seen going to a swap meet with a mess like that. I don't know what I put in that bag. What in the world is a man doing carrying a bag like that? I mean, something happened to us. If you want to carry something, carry a 45. I'd feel more secure carrying my pistol than carrying a female's bag. Now, that's just me. Maybe it's because I was in the Army. Maybe it's because I was militarized, right? Maybe it was because I grew up in a day. Hey, man, I'm an old dude, man. 1944 is when I popped on the planet. So you know what I'm believing. See, I can sympathize with LGBT in many areas, but in this area of transsexualism, no. You are a man, you are a woman. Now, to put on those clothes and flaunt your behind around me, and I've tried to work through this, and I can't. It's just set and fix. It just totally zonks me out. It embarrasses me. I feel like saying, dang, fool, go hide. And he's just, you know, that's the way he talks. Stupid. Stop it. It's like, well, honey, well, you know how we are and all that kind of stuff. And I'm looking at this thing and I'm saying, well, how did I don't even know how it came on my stream. Oh, I was on a social network and it just popped up on a stream. I see a lot of people that love to flex. And I'm talking about real masculine men, too. They love to flex. They love to see themselves in a camera. I think it has to do with their mamas or something. I don't know. It has to do with their mothers. Because I don't know why anybody would get out of a shower, even though you are got muscles and tattoos all on you, get out of the shower and you want to prance around and show yourself to everybody. Like you're saying, good morning. Really? Really? There's too much of that going on in the African-American community. Too much of it. And we would never, ever, ever be able to formulate any type of authentic defense to protect our families in case something went down with you thinking like that, unless you're in a brigade of transsexuals that are all men that think you're women. Well, all right. Now, see, and in this country, I know that there are laws, and you can, you know, you can think that way. And you can behave that way if you wish in this country, and that's okay. It's just that it embarrasses me flat out totally. And I've tried to deal with it. I've tried to justify it. But I can't. I can't. That's where I am. That's 30 minutes into this webcast. That's where PJ is this morning. Now, now I'm coming into this. The second half of this webcast is I'm not going to start quoting a bunch of scriptures to you. No, I'm not. Because, see, that's where I get in trouble because I was listening to Seiko Woods, very fine young man. He's been doing a few commentaries here on his Facebook page where he's been interviewing kind of like retired black policemen and giving his view of the Blue Line's disposition in the Derek Chauvin trial and all that. And I commend Seiko in all that he's doing and saying. It makes sense. But what doesn't make sense to me, and because I'm thinking as an older man. I'm thinking as an older man. And those of you that know me know that I was an LAPD chaplain. I am pro-police. I will never agree with defunding a police department. Are you kidding? Los Angeles is growing in the population in more ways than none. And we need more police because people are crazier, doing crazy things. I heard this morning on the news that Tesla car that drives itself, one guy was in the rider's seat in the front seat, and one guy was in the back, and the car ran into a tree and burst into flames. Man, when you let a computer, what? See, there's something wrong with us as humans. I think God gave us a brain to use it. Now, let me go back. Wait a minute. I can't get the trans things out of my mind. If you want to live that life, go ahead and live it. And as a matter of fact, go ahead and live it. Have your trans parties. I knew a gay man who was very young. And he told me that he is a woman. I remember when he told me that when he was about 19, 20 years old. And he's far older now. And his whole life has changed. And I said, what happened to all that? He said, oh, man, that was some crazy stuff that I was saying. No, it wasn't crazy. You were sounding like the women that raised you, that nurtured you. You had never been around a male. And I'm not talking about a male that's out there trying to go to bed with all these whorish women. And the same thing goes for a man that would go to bed with a bunch of whorish men. I'm not talking about debauchery, because debauchery is out there. You got certain people that are debauched. They're just going to live a debauched life. Okay? Keep it like that. I'm just talking, having this conversation with myself, thinking about the world that I live in, the community that I live in, thinking about the people that I know. My goodness. I had a dream last night. Ooh, if I could tell you about this dream. I could not believe it. And I sleep through at night. I don't wake up in the middle of the night. Because of my diet now, I eat plant-based food and salads and juices and things like that. I'm cutting down on all the excess sugar intake, and my mind is healthy. My body is healthy. I'm taking less and less sativa oil because my body is acquiescing to healthy exercise, healthy thoughts. I'm planting a seed in my garden today. It's a perfect day to do it because it's overcast. It's not too warm. I'm going to, you know, get the farrows. Is that what you call them? When you plant the rows out there and everything. I'm excited about that. I got the seed. I'm doing that. I'm 77. I'm living. And I'm not going to say I'm 77 and on my way to heaven. I'm 77 and I'm living my life like it's golden. And I don't let anyone else's controversy ruin my day. Not even the controversy of religious people that cannot deal with subject matter unless they say, what would Jesus say? I never heard Jesus address trannies. Never. No. Never. I. And Jesus came up during a time when the Roman Empire reigned supreme, when Caesar was known by most of the population to be their god. And everybody knows what Caesar was up to. And so when we see things happening today, Solomon put it well, there's nothing new under the sun. But I believe that there is something inherently wrong with not only the tranny that would put on his skirt and his silk nylons and his sachets and his purses and his fancy sunglasses and jewelry and diamonds and all that stuff on that filthy body and that twisted mind. I'm just going to say it. Because you see, when you're alone with yourself and God, listen. You either must be sane, listen, I'm leading you somewhere, or insane. And everything in me works for sanity. Somebody was speaking about, who's that woman that Kanye West married, Kardashian, who are the Kardashians, and all that stuff. And you remember when they had the awards showing Bruce Jenner comes out dressed in this white evening gown with his hair out, and everybody was, I said, you know what? Is that what money does to you? That you can just, man, make yourself a kangaroo? But Kanye was in that family, going along with it. But look at him. See, we've made, as our heroes, people that we need to question. That's why, when the result of this trial comes out, we're going to see who is your hero? What are you going to do? How are you going to address the results of this George Floyd trial. Floyd is dead, just like Wright is dead. Like all those other young men are dead. I'm leading up to something. I got 20 minutes. You need to listen. Because you see, you're not listening these days. You're too busy trying to put all these people are dead. What is the one thing, and this is what I like about Saco Woods, what is the one thing that all these dead African-American, Hispanic-Americans, white Americans, or whatever, what is the one thing that all of them did or did not do which could have possibly brought about their deaths? And as you answer that question, what would have been the outcome if they had acted appropriately? And acting appropriately means follow the commands of a law enforcement officer. Put your hands behind you. Shut up. Don't say anything to me. You are under arrest. Even if you don't know why they are arresting you in practically any street corner of this city, that arrest would be documented. The body cameras on you, John Coleman, are under arrest. Place your arms behind you. Now, if I have an arthritic condition and I can't do that, I am yet going to attempt to place my arms in back of me because he's not only wearing the badge and has the gun and the shield, excuse me, and the taser, but he has been given the authority by the city of LA, by the state of California, by the United States of America as a law enforcement officer. Hopefully, he has a brain that can think because he has a deadly force weaponry all around him in his car, shiny brass button. Don't the policemen look so nice? I love it. I was going to become a cop, but my wife wouldn't let me. She said, John, you be dead out there because you love people too much and you wouldn't want to take nobody down. She's probably right. I'm not policeman material when it comes to fighting you. I don't want to fight you, but I sure would like to let you know where you broke the law. That's why I became almost cop. I was a LA City traffic officer, traffic enforcement, okay? I liked it. Had my patches on. Now they got badges, fancy radios. And then traffic officer was nice because you didn't have to write the ticket. Somebody come out and say, oh, I'm here. Okay, sir, you go ahead. I don't know how many people I let slide. I wasn't out there writing tickets because I was trying to get a quota. The city of LA, wait, just by happenstance. So what is the one thing that all these people had died over the years in Chicago, in the middle of the street, out there prancing and can't even hold their pants upright? What is it? Stop, put your hands down, put them behind you, get down. The one thing that they all had in common was that they refused to obey. Now, one of the, and you know what really tickles me, a lot of black folk, because see, if all hell breaks out because of this trial and everything, you know all these black folk be going to church. And I'm not going to do like Seiko did, quoted Romans 13. Man, I know all those scriptures. I got tons of, you're on my website. Just scroll down this page. You can hear me preaching. I've addressed that. But what is the one thing that they all have in common? They did not do what they were told. Now, let's take it a step further. That's called disobedience to authority. Somebody is in charge of your life. Man, I had a young man was by here, and I brought that issue up, and he says, Noel, I believe that nobody controls my life. And I looked at him, and I said, what planet are you living on? I says, have you ever had a passport? No. I said, so you've never been to another country? I said, if you went to another country talking that BS, because that's what it is. If you went to another country talking that kind of BS, do you think those people would let you come in their country? And what? I said, everywhere you go, you will obey the laws of that land. Not your laws, not your land. You don't know anything. You know, it tickles me, all these people that have been molesting all these women, and they own islands, and they take these people and have them on islands, and they have all kind of crazy sex. Now, this is what's really nutty about that situation. These people have been having sex with all these people for 20 years or more on these islands, and now everybody got the lawsuit against his estate trying to get some money because they took off their panties and laid down with this freak. You know, and in the evangelical deal, I heard that this guy, Ravi Zacharias, oh yeah, I heard about him. That Rabbi, one of the women that was fooling with him said that, because he got a mole on his buttocks. Well, how would she know that unless she saw it? This is disgusting. And Rabbi Zacharias was an apologist and a defender of the Christian faith, always preaching the Bible and everything else. You can see him all over the internet doing that. But like one guy told me, Ravi was a freak extraordinaire. All of us has a lot of freak in us. But you know what? You better keep that freakdom a secret. Because once it comes out, you lose all credibility, all of it. And I've been saying, and I'll say it again, you're 48 minutes and 26 seconds into this webcast. If there was some freak in me, it's going to sure come out as people give acquiescence to that freakdom. But ain't nobody said nothing, so I guess I'm all right. Let's come back to the point. The thing that all of these guys that died had in common is that, and the gals too. And I'm not talking about Brianna when they shot in her apartment and killed her. I'm not talking about that. I still deal with young people that in some kind of crazy way, believes that they're going to be eternally protected by some invisible God that's going to give vent to their freedom to do whatever they want to do. That will never happen. That will never happen. You've got to pay the piper some way. And I believe that too many people believe that their world is operative as they formulate this fantasy world that they live in, like this black guy that thinks he's a woman.
Oh, honey, I just, and he called me,
said that the man called him from Italy and said, I own the purse shop you was in, and we believe that anybody should be able to buy anything, and they can believe anything they want to believe, because the man is a money whore. The man don't care. Listen, most people have no standards of absolutes about human, what I call human morality, okay? There yet is something called human morality. What is decent? And it's all right. You can, you know, somebody said, gee, I'd like to go on a holiday with you, John. I said, oh, well, thank you. That sounds actually good. I said, but you could never go anywhere with me out in public. You're an embarrassment. What does that mean? That means I'm not going to embarrass myself and be seen with you because I know you don't believe in the moral discipline that I believe in. I'd never go anywhere with you. Last time I went on a sea cruise, the only time I went on a sea cruise, guess what I did? I went by myself, not because I couldn't find nobody to go with me, but because I'm the only person that knows how I govern myself. And I really don't need anyone else to cramp my style. So I'm not going anywhere with you. I wouldn't go anywhere with someone that would not know how to conduct themselves with decency. Let's say that you go somewhere and you want to go over here to this restaurant to get something to eat, and the maitre d' or somebody says, oh, no, sir, this is closed. You can't go in there. I said, well, thank you. I turn and walk away, and you, the invisible you, were with me. And you say, well, how come we can't go in there? They in there. What they in there for? Why are you telling? See what I mean? See, I'm not going anywhere with you. Follow instruction. I recall I was in New York, and I went to a restaurant. My guest had taken us to, I forget the name of the hotel, and the restaurant, and you had to wear a supper jacket. And I got there and I said, oh my goodness, I didn't know, I'm so sorry. I said, well, we can't eat here. And the guy that worked in the restaurant said, oh sir, I think you're 36, 38, something like that. And I said, I don't know. And he took a jacket off of the hanger there and said, if you wear this, you will be allowed to go in. I said, well, thank you. I didn't say, I'm not wearing that thing. That won't look right on me. What you mean? I can't wear that. How come I can't go in like this? Uh-uh. You follow somebody's authority. The thing in common that most of these people that's getting shot down in the street is they're not listening to authority. They don't believe in that. So I agree with you, Seiko Woods. But it does not give the right for a cop to keep his knee on the neck for 9.5 minutes. It's going to be very, very interesting. Okay, I've said enough to get me hung 4 or 5 times. And if you got guts enough to tell me what you think about this, I'm right here at this place. Thank you for coming to my website and for listening in. You take care now.